This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikitika mzimbabwe. Tilikute penyura tilipa mzindawe Voice of America urumu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba ze Zimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wemuvhuro chikunguru 4 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfinyiro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemire ndiri muWashington DC chiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Murumanga anambofira svika kunoku angari kubasa akatokana kubasa.
Muharare munoita mhirizhonga inotyisa pakati pevanhu nemapurisa munzvimbo dzakawanda. Vana chiremba nevamwe vashandi vehurumende votanga kuramwa mabasa. Va eslomumba vanozvipira kumapurisa epa Harare Central. Ii ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhaudzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno ku Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Zvinhu zvinonzi zvafuma zvakaita manyama amire nerongo muHarare nenzvimbo dzakapoteredza sezvo vemakombi nevanhuwo zvavo vari kurwisana nemapurisa. Mutorodo wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Zvinonzi pane bata murefu, bata mupfupi munzvimbo dzakaita seHatfield, Epworth, Ruwa, Zimri Park, Mabvuku neTafara. Vanhu vakawanda vanonzi vatotadza kuenda kumabasa nekuda kwekurwisana uku. Mapurisa ari kukandira vanhu utsi hunokashidza uku vanhu vachikandawo matombo.
Mbira shika kunoku angari kubasa akatorara kubasa saka auya mauzena ababa pina mbarara aushikirwa apatorwa asina kusvika pano atorwa kuporisa uko.
Yo ndemumwe mudzimai achichema mushure mekunge murume wake asungwa nemapurisa nhasi mangwanani. Mapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police anoti asunga vanhu vanodarika makumi matatu mushure mekunge vanhu nevanoshandisa motokari dzinotakura vanhu vamuka chibhebhenenga mumisha yemabvuku Epworth nedhorobha reRuwa vakarwisana nemapurisa vachitsumwa nekuwanda kwemaroadblocks ari kuitwa nemapurisa mumigwagwa inopinda muguta. Mukati meguta chaimo vanotengesa mumugwagwa vachitungamirwa navasteni zvorwadza varatidzira vachitsutsumwa neutongo hwemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pamwe nekutambiswa kuri kuitwa mari nehurumende iyi. Vazvorwadza vati vanotsigira kuratidzira kwaitwa nevemakombi nhasi vachiti mapurisa ari kubira veruzhinji nekumira pese pese achibhadharisa vanhu mafaindi asi mari yacho isingasviki kubazi rezvemari. Mutauri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vaudza vatori venhau kuti vasunga vanhu vanodarika makumi matatu uye vayambira vese vari kufambisa mashoko ekukurudzira vanhu kuti varatidzire padande mutande reWhatsApp neFacebook nezvimwe kuti vachasungwa sezvo izvi zvisingabvumidzwe pamutemo.
Isu weZimbabwe Republic Police tiri kuziva vanhu vari kutumira maWhatsApp pasocial media ekuvhundutsira nekumanikidza nekuinsaita vamwe kuti vapandukire hurumende. Izvozvo zvinhu zvisingabvumidzwe, saka anenge abatwa achazongoona achidhiliwa naye zvakasimba.
Vanoti zvese zvange zvichiitwa nhasi zvekurambidza vanhu kuenda kumabasa pamwe nekurambidza mabhazi anotakura vanhu kana kuti makombi nemotikariwo zvadzo zviri kunze kwemutemo uye mapurisa acharamba ari mumugwagwa kuona kuti hapana anovhiringidza vanhu.
Tiri kuti zvino mapurisa mazhinji tavaisa pamigwagwa kuti vaongorore zviri kuitika nekuti kune vanhu vanga vachivhara migwagwa vachiti hapana anobvumidzwa kuenda kubasa. Vamwe vakatema dzimotokari dzanga dzichifamba. Zvese izvozvo mabasa iwayo haabvumidzwe.
Amai charamba vati kunyange hazvo mapurisa aderedza uwandu hwemaroadblocks, maroadblocks acharamba aripo sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Vanoti kumira mumigwagwa kunoitwa nemapurisa inzira yekuchengetedza runyararo pamwe nekudzivirira vaye vanoda kukonzera mhirizhonga. Mapurisa anodzivirira nyonganyonga aenda nemotokari dzavo dzekudzivirira nyonga nyonga kana kuti mawater cannons kumishaya mabvukuru wanepworth akakandawo hutsi hunokachidza apo vanhu vange vari kurwisana nemapurisa kunyange hazvo kuratidzira uku kwaitwa kuruwa mabvuku neepworth vanoziva nezviri kuitika vaudza studio 7 kuti kuratidzira uku kuchaparara neguta rese kutanga mangwana uye kune mamwe madhorobha kune urongwa hwekuratidzira zvikuru sei nezviri kuitwa nemapurisa kushayikwa kwemabasa kushayikwa kwemari pamwe nekuoma kweupenyu vashandi vehurumende avo vasati vapiwa mhuro yavo yemwedzi wapera vari kutangawo kuramwa mabasa mangwana kuratidzira uku kuri kuuya kunyange vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muzanu pf vari gurukota rezvematunhu vasevhia kasukwere vakaedza kuchiridzira vanhu vanoratidzira nemhirizhonga izvi zvakatevera kuratidzira kwakaitika kubatebridge nemusi wechishanu vanhu vachiramba kutambira chirongwa chehurumende chekurambidza kupinda munyika zvimwe zvinhu zvinotengwa nevanhu kusouth africa nemutengo wakaderera zvozotengeswa muzimbabwe vanhu makumi nomwe nomumwe vakasungwa ndakamirira studio 7 muharare ndini Ivan Chipera
Tichiri panyaya iyi imwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika inoti kusamira kwezvinhu zvakanaka munyika ndiko kuri kuita kuti kukonzerwe kukanganisika kwaakuitwa nekuda kwokuti hurumende iri kunonoka kugadzirisa zvinhu vachausi mutasa avanoshanda vakazvimirira vanoti hurumende yakarara nezamu mumukanwa payakaregerera zvinhu zvichienda kumawere munyaya dzekuondomuka kwehupfumi izvo zvoita kuti imukirwe nevana vayo asi imwe nyanzvi mune zveupfumi nezvematongerwo enyika uye varisachigaro wezanu pf kuunited kingdom vanik mangwana vanoti hurumende iri kuziva nezvematambudziko ose aya uye iri kuita zvose zvainogona kuti igadzirise zvinhu vamangwana vanoti zvinhu zvichanaka kubva muna gunyana vachiti kuuraya midziyo kuri kuitwa nevanhu vari kuratidzira hakuna zvakunobatsira mukuzeya nezvematambudziko ari kutarisana nenyika taita hurukuro nevaviri ava takatanga nekubvunza vamutasa kuti vanoti kudii nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika
ndinofarira kuti matambudziko aya ari kukonzerwa nekuoma kweupenyu kuvanhu zvavo zvikuru sei vanhu vanozviriritira vanozvitengesera tichitarisa zvikuru kuti kwakaiswa maimport bans toona kuti vanhu vanga vachirarama nokuenda kusouth africa nokutengesa zvino kuiswa kwaita maimport bans aya kwaita kuti vamwe vacho vashaye mabasa avanga vachiita vachizviitira vega
vamangwana munotarisira here kuti idambudziko ringagadzirisika nokukasika tichiona kuti vanhu vaakupinda mukuita mhirizhonga
masikati anaya ndandina vachina masa navamangozi andandina gavhena naminista wefinance tachikurukura nyaya imwe chete yamamiriro akaita kumusha neurongwa hwekuti zvinhu zvivandudzike tiri kutarisira kuti muna september there is a lot of new money that is gonna come onto the market muzimbabwe nekuzouyawo kwebond note zvinobatsira nemachallenges atiinawo saka tinotarisira kuti ipapo apo ndo panenge pachakurumidza zvinhu kuti zvifambei pari zvino hurumende iri kumhanyamhanya kuti zvinhu zvigadzirike
vamutasa munowirirana here kuti vana vezimbabwe vangateerera kuti ngatimirirei kusvika september pachazotariswa kunaka zvinhu
hatigoni kuti timirire mangwana nokuti dambudziko iri vakariona richiuya nokuti kushomeka kwemari semuenzaniso haina kungotanga kushayikwa yakawanda zuva rimwe chete kwakatanga tumitsetse tudiki tukaramba tichikura vachizoona uyewo kuti nyika ipererwe nemari yekubhadhara vashandi kana kuti mainvestors hatisiri chinhu chinongoitika chongofuma chavapo asi kuti chinhu chinotoitika muchiona kuti taakuenda kumawere saka handifungi kuti pane vanhu vangatambira pananguro yokuti tiri kuedza kugadzirisa iko zvino uye kuedza kugadzirisa kuri kutaurwa uku inongova tariro ihope yavainayo kuti pavari kukurukura nemainvestors nevamwewo vakadaro vanogona kuzouya kuzovabatsira asi hapana chakasimba chinonzi chichaitika ipapo
vamangwana
ndinonzwisisa matauro anoita vamutasa ndinomanzwisisa nokuti kana munhu akamirira mari yake kupera kwomwedzi ikasauya anogona kufungawo mafungiro iwayo nokuti hazvizvo vimbiso nepromisi hazviunze rendi asi nyaya yacho ine pavhirisho chokutanga ndechokuti hurumende yatinonzwisisa tokugadzirisa private sector chaiyo iri mari ama salaries private sector isokwanisa kubhadhara masalaries private sector ndo inopa mari kuhurumende nemaererano nemitero mataxes saka kana private sector isiri kunyanyokwititika zvinorevawo kuti kuhurumende hazvinyanyofamba kuita mutserendende
vamutasa
vamangwana ndanzwa zvavatsanangura vari kutaura kuti kana dambudziko raitika vanhu havafaniri kuti vaite mhirizhonga asi vari kukanganwa kuti vanhu vezimbabwe ichokwadi kuti havatiri vanhu vemhirizhonga asi vanomanikidzwa nematongerwo avanenge vachiitwa kuti vasvike pavasvika ipapapa
vamangwana
zvichemo zvavanhu zvinonzwisisika chinogunun'unisa vanhu chinonzwisisika asi machemero ndo asiyana machemero ndanoti padambudziko nokuti kune muchirungu yatinoti endgame endgame yacho ndiyezvizvi ndeyekuiti chii zvizodii kana mapwanya zvozodii
avanga vari nyanzvi mune zvematengerwo enyika uye vari sachigaro wezanu pf mudunhu reunited kingdom vanik mangwana vari kulondon manzwawo zvakare kubva kunyanzvi kune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vacharles mutasa vari parunare muharare nestudio 7 zvichakadaro mapato anopikisa anoti remdc mdct nepeoples democratic party akurudzira vanhu kuti varatidzire murunyararo asi akashora hurumende nekutadza kugadzirisa zvinhu munyika bato remdct raitawo musangano nevatori venhau kumuzinda waro weharvest house mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi blessing zulu westudio 7 abata mutauriri webato iri vaobert gutu
ichokwadi nhasi masikati taita musangano yetingangoti muchirungu press conference nevatapi venhau pamuzinda wedu webato paharvest house chinangwa chikuru chemusangano wataita ndechekutaura nezvedambudziko kana kuti matambudziko atiri kusanganana nawo munyika yedu yechipikirwa yezimbabwe kunyanyanyanya zviri kuitika mazuva ano tiri kuona kuti zuva nezuva crisis yomuzimbabwe iri kurunyanyo kutoita wese zvinhu zviri kunyanyoshata kutangisa nezvakaitika kubet bridge musi wechishanu uyo tiri kuona nhasi zvapachukira zvapivinda muno muguta guru reHarare tiri kuona kuti zviri kuitika muguta mumadzitaundi mumavhileji growth points nyika yose zvayo toona kuti ha zvongotaridza kuti hurumende yava mugabe yakundikana mademonstration ongoitika kwese kwese vanhu vataridza ivo kuti ha tatambura tayaura saka tiri kuti isu sebato guru nyaya yedu panyaya yemademonstration position yedu iri pachena zvikurusa tiri kuti isu tinotsigira vana vezimbabwe pakodzero yavo yokuti vaite kutaridzira murunyararo zviri pamutemo zvakanangana nezviri musection 59 yebumbiro remutemo wedu saka ndozvaimwe zvataitaura izvozvo kuti sebato guru takatanga ndisu ndingangoti kutaridza vana vezimbabwe patakaita demonstration musi wa14 april muno muHarare kuti ha zvinhu zviya zvanetsa mabasa hakuna vana vezimbabwe vofa nezhara hurumende yezanu haina zveingavaitira saka tingangoti musangano wataita nhasi wanga uri wokungotsigira zviri kuitwa tichinyanyotaura kuti ngazviitwe murunyararo ngazviitwe zvakanangana negwara redhemokirasi pasina nyonganyonga pasina mheremhere pasina violence
asi vamwe vari kuti imi sebato guru rinopikisa hamusi kuratidza utungamiri apa nekuti vanhu varingoita mazvake mazvake mimba yebere
unoona blessing vamwe vangangotaura havo nokuti zvimwe zvatinenge tichibika mugango reduka havazvioni kune dzimwe nyaya dzetingangoti muchirungu dzinonzi dzestrategy hatingakwiri pamusoro pedenga zveharvest house totanga kutoparidza kuti nhasi tazoronga izvo zuro taronga izvi mangwana ticharonga izvi
mutauriri webato remdct vaobert gutu vari parunare muHarare nablessing zulu westudio 7 mutori wenhau ane mukurumbira munyika uye akambotungamirawo sangano revatori venhau rezimbabwe union of journalists kana kuti zuj vadhumisani suvanda vashaya Vasiwanda wawanikwa wakashaya mbama woku Bulawayo nasi. Vasiwanda vakamboma mutezo makore matatu apfuura asi apana ari kuziva kuti vashaya nei. Munyori mukuru weZUJ vaFoster Dongozi vanoti nyika yarasikirwa negamba munyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau. Vakamboshandirawo Chronicle, Sunday News, Newsday neZimbabwe Mail. Iko zvino vanga vave kuSunday News. Sati garo ebato idharu no pikisa re Viva Zimbabwe wa Esi Lumumba. Awanga wachitagwa ne mapurisa wachipomerwa mhosva yekutuka mutungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe. Vanonzi vanozvipira kumapurisa kuHarare Central Police Station nasi. Mukusenya iyi Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata va agents Gumbo vanona nezvemutemo muViva Zimbabwe.
Valumumba vazvipira kumapurisa kuma 2 o'clock eMasikati nasi. Ku CID kwa police Harare Police Central CID Law and Order ngokwa kwataenda navo negota redu vamugiya vakafika vakarekodwa ma statements avo vakatorwa ma fingerprints ichaona kudai vasungwa vamukastodi yemapurisa
vari kupomerwa mhosva yei
vari kupomerwa mhosva yekushora ofisi yemutungamiri wenyika yatinoti muchirungu undermining the office of the president. Mhosva yavapiwa.
Mungazive kuti vachaenda kudare rini?
Tinotarisira kuti kudare vange vachipinda mangwana. Kana kuri kuti zvatinonokei, tinotarisira kuti pangwe kukwera mangwana ndopa vanogona kuti vapinde. Asi it should not be any time iri pamusoro pe 48 mahour.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Magwaro achangoburiswa anoratidza kuti hurumende yeSaudi Arabia ine chekuita nevanhu vanopfurikidza mwero vakabhomba muNew York kune dzimwe nzvimbo muAmerica muso 11 gunyana 2001. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vachiri kuzeya kuti voburitsa pachena here kana kuti kwete gwaro iri. Vanhu vanodarika zviuru zvitatu vakashaya apo vanopfurikidza mwero vakapamba ndege ndokudzishandisa sezvombo. Vakuru vebato remaDemocrats muAmerica vanoti vane chivimbo chekuti vari kumirira bato ravo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika munambudzi amai Hillary Clinton havasi kuzopomerwa mhosva yekutyora mutemo pakushandisa tsambambozha yavo kwete yehurumende apo vainge vari munyori anoona nezvekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika. Nezuro amai Clinton vakamboita musangano nematikitiva ehurumende eFBI nezvenyaya iye. Vakuru vehurumende muIraq vanoti vanhu zana nemakumi mana nevapfumbamwe vakafa nezuro mushure mekunge rori yainge yakazara zvombo yaputitswa muguta reBaghdad munzvimbo yeKaradam. Vanhu vanodarika zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevaviri vakaurayiwa uye huwandu uhwo unotarisirwa kukwira sezvo vachiri kutsvaga vamwe vasiri kuzivikanwa kuti varipi. Nasi nyika yemuAmerica iri kupemberera makore mazana maviri nemakumi mana yavana kuzvitonga kuzere kubva kuBritain. Vana veZimbabwe vari muno muAmerica vari kucherechedzawo zuva iri kuburikidza nekuungana vachitandara nekufara vari pamwe uko kune mutori wedu wenhau Praxidis Jeremiah. Praxidis, maswera sei?
Taswera edu maswera sei oi?
Aiwa, taswera, ndimi muri kumachikichori.
Tiriko vana veZimbabwe vafunga zvekuungana sezvo riri zuva reIndependence kuno kuAmerica kuti vangofarawo vari pamwe chete vachigocha-gocha vachitamba mitambo vachiimba nzimbo dzekuZimbabwe.
Vamwe vangada kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari muAmerica zvii zvaita kuti vaungane kucherechedza independence kana kuti zuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kwenyika yeAmerica.
Vana veZimbabwe vakazviunganidza vakaumba masangano akatsaukana tsaukana. Ranhasi sangano ndorinonzi Zimbabwe Diaspora Network kana kuti ZIDNA. Iri chapter yemuno muDMV area. Zvinoreva kuti District of Columbia, Maryland neVirginia, neWest Virginia zvekare. Vangoda kuti vaunganewo zuva reIndependence kudai iri holiday. Vari pamwe chete vachingoshumirana, vachingoyanana nekutandara.
Mambo taurawo here nevana veZimbabwe pamusoro pematambudziko ari kumusha kuti zvinovabata sei pazuva ranhasi reIndependence yeAmerica?
Vazhinji vange vangori kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti kana dai vakatumira mari neWestern Union nana MoneyGram zviri kunetsa kuti vawane mari yacho kuti vapiwe iri cash. Zimbabwe ndodambudziko guru ravari kusangana naro.
Aiwa waita zvikuru Praxidus, ramba uri pedyo nekuti tinewe pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk patichange tichikurukura zuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kweAmerica pamwe nematambudziko ari kutarisana nenyika kumusha.
Zvakanaka iyi.
Uyo anga ari mutoro wedu wenhau Praxidus Jeremiah ari muno muWashington nevana veZimbabwe vari kucherechedza kuwana kuzvitonga kweAmerica. Zvichakadaro mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanga vachitandarawo nemhuri dzevanhu vari muchiuto vachiti vanhu vemuAmerica vanofanira kuremekedza vakarwa hondo.
Hi everybody and happy 4th of July weekend. Over the past 7.5 years, it's become one of my favorite traditions. We get to celebrate our freedoms while doing what we can to honor all those who serve and sacrifice to make that freedom possible. And I know that honoring our service members, our veterans and their families is something that so many Americans try to do every day.
Sezvatagara tichiita makore manomwe nechidimbu apfuura, tinocherechedza vose vakarwa hondo tinocherechedza vose vari muchiuto nekuzvipira kwavanoita kurwira America. Tinovarangarirawo nemhuri dzavo. Kune vose vari muchiuto tinoti tinotenda zvikuru nemabasa amunoita.
Ko emutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama.
Vanoronga mitambo yeKasolaga Premier Soccer League vaKennedy Ndebele vaudza Studio 7 kuti mutambo weChicken in FC Platinum uri kutambwa nemusi wechitatu. Kukunda kana kuita mangange kunoreva kuti FC Platinum inenge yoenda panhungunya yeKasolaga Premier Soccer League ichisiya Highlanders iri pachidano chechipiri. Kozvinu zvasvika sei apa? Mafaro anga ari mumhuri yeHighlanders akasvika kumagumo nezuro mushure mekunge Chicken Inn yapedza nhoroondo yemitambo mipfumbamwe Bosso isati yakundwa. Muraridzi weBosso Errol Agbaye akapiwa kadhi dzvuku nemuridzi wePembe ndokunogara neveruzhinji mushure mekunge chikwata chake charohwa 2-0 neChicken Inn. Asi mutevereri weHighlanders vaElliot Tahwire Minzwa vanoti hapana chinoshamisira mukudyiwa kwavo neChicken Inn.
Hapana chinoshamisira kudyiwa neChicken Inn sezvo zvagara zvichingoitika, asi zvanyanya kuramba tichingojairirwa.
Kunyange hazvo yakakundwa, Highlanders yaramba iri pamusoro-soro pegungano reKasolaga Premier Soccer League nemapoints 26 vakaenzana neFC Platinum iyo yakakunda Mutare City Rovers 2-1 kuzakubva stadium. Mune mumwe mutambo, Capes United yakatadza kutora mukana wekuenda pamusoro mushure mekuita mangange 1-1 nehwange iyo yaive ichitamba mutambo wayo wechitatu musvondo rimwe chete mushure mekunge yatamba neMutare City Rovers nesvondo vakazotamba neChicken Inn nechitatu. Zviri zveDynamos zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Dimbare yakanhonga mapoints ayo echigumi nemaviri mumitambo mina mushure mekunge yarova Blue City 1-0 ndokupinza mapoints avo ese pamakumi maviri. Maglamour Boys angove mapoints 6 chete pasi peHighlanders uye zvemaviri pasi peze PC Kariba iyo iri pachinhano chechina. Tutarisa nyaya dzekumhanya. Nkosi yaSibanda uyo ange ane mukombe weVictoria Falls Marathon kwemakore mana adarika nezuro akazotorerwa naMilene Matende weBlack Rhinos. Sibanda akangotarisa apo Matende akarova tambo mumaawa maviri maminutes gumi nemapfumbamwe pamwe nesekondi imwe chete ndokutora zvekare madhora mazana mapfumbamwe ayo aipiwa anokunda. Tabita Tsatsa wePowerhouse Athletics Club ndiye akatora mukombe wevanhukadzi achiteverwa naOlivia Chitate pamwe naChiedza Chokore. Vamhanyi vese vakapedza vari pazvinzvimbo zvinobva pekutanga kusvika pagumi vakawana mibayiro yemari. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Uye anga ari mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati achitaura pamusoro pekutsedza kwaita chikwata cheHighlanders neZuro mushure kume kunge chakundwa chakazopamukana kuFC Platinum wekuti inge ichitungamira Premier Soccer League. Zvino munyaya dzezveutano munyika zvinonzi hazvina kumira zvakanaka zvichitevera kuramwa mabasa kwavana chiremba uye kuramba kutambira mamedical aid cards kuri kuitwawo nevamwe vana chiremba. Mutori wedu wenhau Mavelas Muhlanganya uye anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vana chiremba munyika voenderera mberi nekuramwa mabasa zvichitevera kukundikana kwehurumende kuvabhadhara mari dzemihoro nenguva. Gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa vakazivisa kuti vachabhadhara vana mukoti navana chiremba mari dzemihoro dzemwedzi wapera nemusi wa14 Chikunguru. Hurumende inoti pari zvino haina kana kobiri kunyangwe hazvo vakatanga kubhadhara mapurisa nemauto. Mutungamiri weZimbabwe Doctors Association Dr. Fortune Yamande vanoti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nehurumende.
Health sector, essential services sector, just like the security sector. So panopuwo security sector na health workers vanofanira kupuwo mari nekuti constitution yoti yese ma essential services. Dai zvaigona paito utauranwa zvo reverse zvodzoswa nekuti kuti tisvike musi wa14 ndiona kuti makakatanwa ari pakati pevashandi vezveutano vanova mamembers edu na employer wavo anenge asina kumira zvakanaka. So feedback yataona isi ndeyekuti $100 atakapuwa kunyanyanya ku health sector vanachiremba vakawanda vari muzvikwereti nemabhanga zvekutora maloni ekutenga mota vamwe kutotenga mibhedha chaiyo. Saka mari yeye 100 yavakapuwa tikati 99% yacho yakatotorwa kare nemabhanga isati yatombosvika mumaoko mavo. Vari kutiwo iyo hako kana masoja mapurisa achipuhwa mari isusu takazoiswa pedu tega sei isu constitution ichiti tese tiri maessential services. Saka panoda kugadziriswa ipapo. Tinofunga kuti dai zvaigona vakuru vedu makurukota edu dai vanyasa wedzera simba paunotaurawo nevamwe vako kukabhineti nekuti musoro uku kuti aiwa health isector yakakosha. Panonzi kupasana mari shomashoma munyika iyoyo patoti ngatipei vamwe masecurity sector vana chiremba nana mukoti ngavaonewo nekuti basa ravo rakakosha.
Dr. Nyamande vanotiwo zvinhu zvichatonyanya kuipa kutanga mangwana.
Kune percentage vanga vari kukundikana kubva musi wa 1 July then kune vamwe vataura nhasi pamusangano yavanga vari kuita vataurawo kuti kubva mangwana zvinenge zvichava nesa tiraende kubasa. Kubudisa shoko guru rekuti havasi kustrika zvinofanira kunyatsobatisiswa. Vana chiremba havasi kustrika asi vati ivo havasi kukwanisa kunge vari mucondition yakakodzera kuenda kubasa. Mwari kuti marebhazi yamakandipa yakatotorwa nemaloni aya kubhengi isusu sevatungamiri vavo savanzwisisawo pavaya kwatiri vachitiudza nhunha dzavo.
Mukuru weHealth Services Board Dr. Love Mombengeranwa vaudza Studio 7 kuti havana umbowo wakakwana nezvekuratidzira uku.
Tinotenda Mavelas sezvo nguva yedu yapera rakaiti mbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. MuHarare munoita mhirizhonga inotyisa pakati pevanhu nemapurisa munzvimbo dzakawanda. Vana chiremba nevamwe vashandi vehurumende votanga kurangwa mabasa. tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ngativei pamwe chete apo takukupai nhau murirumi rwechirungu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 4th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Protests rock Harare, leading to the arrest of about 30 people.
Those that are demonstrating are doing a wonderful job, and we just encourage Zimbabweans to continue and remain to be peaceful so that the process becomes very peaceful. There is no need to be violent.
MDCT says it supports the public protest.
As MDC, we are saying Mugabe must get done because he has failed to run this country. He has reduced us to beggars.
And AC Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, hands himself to the police.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Public protest rocked Harare today following a protest by commuter omnibus drivers and TAOs claiming that they are losing a lot of money at police roadblocks, which have become money spinners for some police allegedly demanding bribes. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
The riots in Epworth, Rua, Zimri Park and Dama Falls quickly spread to other parts of the city, resulting in running battles between the police and members of the public. Commuter omnibus drivers said they are losing at least $50 a day after being ticketed by the police, who also allegedly demand bribes. Hundreds of people and school children were left stranded, and anti-riot police responded by moving into the affected areas with water cannons and fired tear gas to disperse the marauding demonstrators. Several people, including two police officers, were injured. Several vehicles were stoned during the riots. Businessman and community leader in Epworth, Nelson Masiwa, who tried to negotiate with the residents and police, said the situation went out of control because the youths are just frustrated.
The cops, they've done all they could do. They actually even went to negotiate with them so that people would disperse, but they refused to disperse. And then at the end of the day, these are unemployed youths and a lot of ills are happening and everything else. And actually, they don't have anything to do. You are giving them a show as we speak right now. But it's not even a political item. It's not even related to anything. It's just people who are frustrated with how the combis are moving. That's what started this whole thing.
In central Harare, vendors led by their chairperson, Stan Zorwaza, demonstrated against President Robert Mugabe's rule and abuse of public funds by his government.
Those that are demonstrating are doing a wonderful job, and we just encourage Zimbabweans to continue and remain to be peaceful so that the process becomes very peaceful. There is no need to be violent, but surely our leaders must also sanitize their thinking so that we all do one thing together as we move along.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Chet Charamba, warned those inciting and engaging in violence that they will be dealt with severely. She told a media briefing that police had been deployed in most parts of the city to deal with any public disorder.
Causing mayhem by taking the law into your own hands is not condoned. As police, we have information and intelligence on the identities of some criminal elements who are behind the social unrest. We've put our monitoring teams in place, and all perpetrators of violence will be arrested.
Charamba said though they've reduced the number of roadblocks on the country's roads, security roadblocks will remain, as in their own ways, the situation is tense.
We need to put these roadblocks in place As you can see, the situation is quite tense, and that is a means of monitoring what is going on.
But despite Charamba's warnings, indications are that combi operators from suburbs like Budiriro, Mufakos and Kwadzana have joined the protests. There were also protests in Marondera and Bindura, while operators and residents in other towns and cities are expected to join the protests tomorrow. Political commentator Wellington Zindove said today's riots are clearly an expression of people's frustrations.
I think this is a clear expression of disgruntlement by the citizens against a failing government, a government that has become clueless, as evidenced by even some of their policy promulgations, the recent structural instrument. I think is a source a disgruntlement that is also turning to inspire some revolutionary acts by the citizens.
Government workers who have not received their June salaries are set to go on strike tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
In a related development, the MDCT is tonight rallying behind protesters and calling on President Mugabe to resign for failing to address the deteriorating socio-economic situation. In a press statement, the opposition party also said it supports the mass tear-away planned by different movements across the country on Wednesday. MDCT deputy spokesperson Tabita Kumalo tells the reporter Ntungamili Nkomo that President Mugabe has become a liability and must step down immediately.
As MDC, we are saying Mugabe must step down because he has failed to run this country. He has reduced us to beggars, to fleas, whereas we have a right to employment as the constitution of this country. That is why I'm sure you have noticed as MDC, we are holding demonstrations all over the provinces in order to show the people of Zimbabwe that the time has come that they stand up and fight for their livelihood, because if they don't, they are going to suffer until the chickens come home to roost. So it is a sign that Zimbabwe have realized that ZANU-PF and Mugabe have failed to run this country, and Zimbabweans are demanding that he leave. And as the MDC was saying, thumbs up for Zimbabweans, stand up and demand what is rightfully yours. ZANU-PF has to leave, ZANU-PF and Mugabe must leave Zimbabwe and let Zimbabweans run their country and usher in new leadership that is going to respect the rights of the people of Zimbabwe over and above that, the right to employment.
Calls for Mr. Mugabe to step down have not mattered to him before, because here he is still in charge. Why do you think these calls would matter now?
The earlier calls for Mugabe to step down might not have resonated with the people of Zimbabwe, because as the MDC party, while it was in the government of national unity, we tried to turn around the economy, and the Zimbabweans were enjoying the fruits of the work that was done by the MDC. And unfortunately, the ZANU-PF government has reversed all the good that was done by the MDC, and the people of Zimbabwe now have noticed.
MDCT Deputy Spokesperson Tabita Kumalo on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Bulawayo.
Elsewhere, various movements and civil society groups are ramping up their push for a Stay Away Wednesday to protest the worsening situation in the country. One of the campaigners is founder of hashtag This Flag Movement, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who spent the day stamping live on social media platforms like Facebook and Periscope. Here's what he had to say.
We continue to stand and we continue to say enough is enough, enough with corruption, enough with injustice. What about those people who are being forced to come to work by their employers, Pastor? For those of you, listen to me. If you work at a business, you and your colleagues are going to have to unite. Your employer needs to understand that this is about Zimbabwe. Right now, we are calling everyone to national duty to serve Zimbabwe. If you work for an employer who is forcing you to come to work, let them know that on Wednesday, I will not be able to come to work. And I'm telling you this again, even if you decided you would go, the public transportation is being shut down. We're asking banks. You know what? The banks actually need to be the first ones to shut down. The banks, someone has just said, what about the banks here? The banks need to be the first ones to shut down. Let me tell you why the banks should be the first ones to shut down. The banks need to shut down because they are the ones whom we gave our money. And when the government took our money from the Reserve Bank, the banks should have gone there to fight for us, because we entrusted them with the money, but they didn't go there to fight for us. And so we are saying to the banks, we know you are afraid that your licenses will get taken, but unite as banks. If all of you shut down, will they take all your licenses away? No, they won't. So we're calling even on the banks. You close on Wednesday. You close on Wednesday. Don't open on Wednesday, because you've got nothing to give us anyway.
Hashtag this flag founder Pastor Ivan Mawarire broadcasting live on Periscope today, calling on all workers to stay at home on Wednesday.
For perspective, we reached independent political analyst Charles Mutasa and Nick Mangwana, chairperson of the ruling party's United Kingdom branch. We start with Mutasa, who says Zimbabweans are justified in venting their anger through demonstrations and riots.
I think the biggest problem we have is an economy that is not functioning for the good of the majority of Zimbabweans. They have lost confidence in their leadership to steer the economic affairs of the country, particularly when you look at the problems associated with key shortages, with the issue of the ban on imports, and the failure to pay salaries for civil servants. You definitely have people rioting because you've touched on the bread and butter issues of their lives.
Mr. Mangwana, your take on what's happening in the country at the moment with regards to these riots?
There is a national grievance in as far as delayed civil servant salaries are concerned. That's understandable. The grievance is a legitimate grievance, but it's the expression of those grievances which is a problem. Because if we embark on a pathway of destruction and destroying everything that comes in our pathway, we are left with nothing. So the issue is not the legitimacy of the grievance. The issue is the way we are going about it. We should not torn people's cars. We should not destroy property. Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen tomorrow? When we've destroyed everything, we wake up to a new day. What are we going to do? Is there a government in waiting somewhere? If you remove the current government, no, there's no government in waiting. Is there a plan to say, okay, we do this, we push Zimbabwe to the brink, and after pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, we are going to do 1, 2, 3, 4? No. It's a question of just pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, destabilizing the country, causing a lot of havoc, and then what?
Mr. Mutasa, do you think the government is listening?
I think the government has not been doing enough listening to its own citizens. Mr. Mangwana will know that even ZANU-PF went to war because Smith was not listening. So when people turn to violence, it's because you are not listening to your citizens. You are not dialoguing. We have been following the discussions about salary. We have problems of corruption. It's all about issues of misgovernment, which people are saying enough is enough. It's not that they were born violent. You have stretched their patience, and they are no longer patient with the government of the day. So the issue is about the government learning to listen to its own citizens and learning to deal with problems, working together with their citizens, not just making decisions. You see, the import ban, we did not see much consultation and participation of people. It's something that was just handed down over to them. And to end the rioting you have witnessed.
Mr. Mangwana, do you think the government is listening?
The government is listening. The import ban is all about increasing productivity in Zimbabwe. It's all about making sure that Zimbabwe is not doesn't become a supermarket or a marketplace for every country in the region. It's all about enhancing our own industry. It's all about bringing back employment. It's a vicious cycle. If a person is employed, if the industry is revamped, and it has got a market for its products, people will be employed. If people are employed, they come out of the informal sector, the informalization of our economy. So they come back from the informal sector and go into a formal job. So they won't need to go to South Africa to take things to come and walk in Zimbabwe. So if people are a bit patient and let these measures take effect so that our own product, our own industry will boom, then we will be somewhere. But it's not going to happen overnight. There is never a promise that these things will happen overnight. Let's be a bit patient. We never had these measures before. We now have them. So let's see how far they will go.
Mr. Mutasa, what's the best way of addressing these problems?
I think the government should come out of its own pride and engage all the stakeholders and map a way forward together.
Mr. Mangwana, your last word. What do you think is the best way forward?
The best way forward is actually for Zimbabweans to be a bit more patient. There are things which are happening. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes to remedy the challenges Zimbabwe is facing.
That was ZANU-PF UK branch chairperson Nick Mangwana in London. You also heard from independent political analyst Charles Mutasa on the phone from Harare.
Meanwhile, in Bulawayo, it was business as usual with commuter omnibus plying their usual routes without any disturbances. But some people who spoke to Studio 7 say they are in support of the Harare protest, saying they hope they will also come to Bulawayo.
Although there had been reports circulating on social media that commuter omnibuses would stop carrying passengers from 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the operators continued with their business as usual without any disturbances. Some commuter omnibus drivers who refused to speak on tape said that they are in support of their colleagues in Harare and are bracing for similar protests starting Wednesday. Bekite Mbanyati, provincial organizing secretary of the People's Democratic Party, said it is good that the people are expressing their discontent over the country's problems without any political parties involved, showing that no one is instigating them, contrary to what has been reported in the state media.
They are heading towards the right direction. The citizen areas.
Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Women's Regional Chairperson Grace Mate said the majority of the people in the country are disgruntled by the deteriorating economic situation. Mate said she supports the protests and hopes that they would come to Bulawayo and also spread countrywide. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, the National Secretary of the Commercial Workers Union of Zimbabwe, expressed similar views, adding that ordinary Zimbabweans are tired of the suffering that they are experiencing.
The demonstrations are okay, they are fine, but as of the violence, I don't think it's okay. We would want to applaud the people of Harare for being brave, for demonstrating against oppressive laws by this regime.
With today's protests coming soon after the recent demonstrations at the Bedbridge border town over the import ban on basic commodities, there are increasing fears that the country could plunge into uncontrollable civil dissent. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
Still on the same issue, some civil servants have gone on strike while others are set to join the industrial action tomorrow following government's failure to pay workers' June salaries.
Ezra Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, today handed himself over to the police. Police said they wanted to charge him with contravening some provisions of Section 33 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act.
Zimbabwean journalists have described the death of veteran broadcaster Dumisani Sibanda as a big loss to the profession and Zimbabwe. Sibanda, who was a correspondent of the Sunday News, died of an undisclosed illness early today.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss civil servants striking due to non-payment of salaries and continued street protests by Zimbabweans who say they are fed up with the government run by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
a doctor's strike paralyzed health sector in Zimbabwe.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Millions of Americans are celebrating their country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain with traditional fireworks displays, parades, concerts and barbecues amid heightened security following recent terror attacks in Bangladesh and Turkey. Law enforcement officials say they've not received any specific threats against the United States, but heavily armed police officers, many accompanied by dogs, are patrolling airports and train and bus stations. Security has been enhanced in Washington, New York City, and Chicago, where hundreds of thousands of people gather annually to watch fireworks, listen to music, and have picnics. President Barack Obama is commemorating the holiday on the South Lawn of the White House, where the United Service Organization, which serves military families, is hosting a program featuring musical guests. That is what he said about independence.
Hi, everybody, and happy 4th of July weekend. On Monday, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will celebrate the 4th, just like most of you, in the backyard. We'll hang out with family and friends, throw some burgers and dogs on the grill, and watch the fireworks show. Of course, we're fortunate enough to have the South Lawn as our backyard, so we're going to fill it with hundreds of our troops, our veterans, and their families. Over the past 7.5 years, it's become one of my favorite traditions. We get to celebrate our freedoms while doing what we can to honor all those who serve and sacrifice to make that freedom possible. And I know that honoring our service members, our veterans, and their families is something that so many Americans try to do every day, without fanfare or expectation of anything in return. For the past 5 years, Michelle and Dr. Jill Biden have tried to follow the example of so many of those Americans with their Joining Forces initiative. They've rallied businesses to hire more than 1.2 million veterans and military spouses and helped reduce veterans' homelessness. And just this week, Michelle and Jill announced a breakthrough on a concern they've heard again and again from the military spouses they spend so much time with. And that's the issue of professional licensing. This is something that most Americans aren't familiar with, but for military families, it's a big challenge. And to all our brave men and women in uniform, you represent the best of who we are as a nation. On this day and every day, we thank you. Have a great 4th of July, everybody.
That was President Barack Obama.
Meanwhile, Zimbabweans are also commemorating the day. Some of them are currently at a picnic organized by some of them. Studio 7's Praxedes Jeremiah is covering the picnic and she gives us a live report. Hello, Praxedes.
Hi, Mav.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy 4th of July. Where are you exactly?
I'm at the Seneca, Montgomery County Park, at the Bug Pavilion, where the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, ZIDNA, the DMV, Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia chapter are gathering as Zimbabweans to just celebrate the 4th of July.
Give us an insight of what is happening right now. What are you seeing?
Excuse me. Right now, it's raining, which a lot of people are scared now that it's going to put some damper on the celebration. But nevertheless, there are some people who have arrived. They've decided to just have a cookout, barbecue, but as well as they've cooked traditional dishes to just share with others. But so many people haven't arrived yet. You know, Zimbabweans.
While on that note, PJ, I will put Jonga Kandemire on the line. He also has a few questions to ask you about the event.
I wonder, what are the Zimbabweans there saying about the American independence, PJ?
They are enjoying themselves. They are joyous that this is a free world that they are living in. There's not so many restrictions political-wise. Everyone else can say whatever they need to say without breaking the law. But basically, they are just enjoying themselves, the holiday, the free world, and everything else.
Thank you so much, PJ. Remember to stay tuned because we are going to have you again on our live talk tonight, as we are going to discuss about the American independence and what's currently happening back home in Zimbabwe. Thank you, Praxedes.
Thank you.
The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association says the government should prioritize the health sector as an essential service just the same way as the country's armed forces. Association President Fortune Nyamande says some doctors have been failing to go to work since Friday, July 1st, following the government's failure to pay them June salaries. Dr. Nyamande said more doctors are expected to stop going to work starting tomorrow, as the $100 allowance provided by government had already been eroded by loans and bank charges. The government delayed paying doctors and nurses salaries, only paying them $100 each and pledging to pay them by the 14th of this month. But Nyamande warned that the situation was becoming volatile and will continue to deteriorate and may not hold until that date. Nyamande speaks to us about what they are facing.
It's not that like the nurses are on strike, because I think it will give the wrong perception. Doctors, particularly, the women have managed to come across it, they are failing, or rather they are incapacitated to go to work. They are, some of them, they are at their workstations. Some of them, they are, you know, at their homes. The issue here is about capacity, not about strike. No one is striking, but they don't have the means to go to work. The way most of them have been complaining that they should have been given priority in terms of getting their salaries, just like, you know, the other members of the armed forces, since they all fall in the essential services. And this has not been listened to. So we are really trying to battle with our members who are saying they can no longer be in a good state of health to be present at their workstations, but they are not on strike.
And what is the situation in hospitals right now across the country?
It's only that we haven't carried out a comprehensive survey, but definitely we have been seeing 90% of the doctors staying at home, you know, just wandering around, not going to work. So definitely this will compromise the service delivery. And we really urge all partners, our members and the employer, to really sit down in the shortest possible time so that a solution is found and people go to work in a healthy state of mind. And really, that's our message.
Has there been any effort to re-engage with your employers to find a solution, or what's the situation right now?
I think as the ZHDA, we are bound by the communication that we made in the last National Ethics Council meeting, where we informed the employer that it would be difficult for our members to accept this. So we requested time to go and consult our members. And this is what we've been doing, and the response has been overwhelmingly no. So we will try, definitely, in the next few days to engage the employer again to say, look, things are getting out of hand. But I think we'll get to a point where our members will not even want to talk to us. They will simply come up with their own sporadic mechanism of expressing their anger to the employer. And this will really be a dangerous situation. So as the leaders, we are trying to contain the people. On the other hand, we are trying to engage with the employer. But our members have stood out clearly to say they cannot accept the $100. You are aware that most of them, they had salary-based loans. So the $100 advance that was made by the government was wiped away by the loans. So, you know, in actual fact, they can't be at their workstations.
Moving forward, what exactly would you like your employers to do right now, if they were listening?
Yeah, our advice really would be to say they need to do more in terms of engaging particularly the Minister of Finance and the relevant fiscal authorities to make them appreciate that health is an essential service. So once that appreciation is there from those who hold the government purse, because we really know that the employer, like in our instance, our employer is the Health Service Board, or rather the Minister of Health, they do not hold the government purse. The purse is with the Minister Chilamasa, the purse is with the Treasury. So the Treasury should come to a point where they appreciate that health is an essential services sector. So when they give salaries to soldiers, when they give salaries to the police and other, you know, security personnel, health workers should also fall in that bracket, because by the definition of the Constitution, we are in that bracket.
That was the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande speaking with Studio 7 in Harare.
At the same time, Zimbabweans needing medical attention will now have to pay cash as doctors are no longer accepting medical insurance. The main doctors association says insurers owe them over $200 million. Sarama Homva, president of the Zimbabwe Medical Doctors Association, said the insurance system is unsustainable. Analysts have expressed the concern over doctors' decision to abandon medical insurance cards in favor of cash for treating patients, saying it is a sign of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. Business analyst Nelson Wanya says the system is grinding to a halt.
What we are likely to see is a further deepening of the crisis, and the whole system will simply grind to a halt, because all this is playing out at a time when the country is going through a massive cash crisis.
That was business analyst Nelson Wanya.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our host Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about public protests in Harare and other parts of the country. Zimbabweans living in America are expected to contribute to this discussion as they are part of the USA Independence celebrations today.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Protest rock Harare, leading to the arrest of about 30 local people.
MDCT says it supports the public protests.
And AC Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, hands himself to the police.
That's our broadcast this evening. And now stand by for Studio 7 in Tevele with Ntungamili Nkomo. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela silojonga lijona njani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 4 ngoNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngoNtungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Njengamapholisa athanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi labo abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela. Laba abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela ukuthi amapholisa azababopha, njalo kulabanye abahamba bekhuluma kuma-social media njenge-WhatsApp. We invite abantu ukuthi bayenze ama-demonstrations.
Kuqhamuka udlakela eHarare kulandela ukutshengisela kwabakubhizimusi lokuthwala uZulu. Umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uhlaselwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Bilitane ngesikhathi edinga uncedo lwemali.
Doqathekile ukunxase lidliwe yena nxase lobele training violence ndilungisise ngokufana ukubela kwenza into eqathekile ukuthi usuku manjani yabona
kufa intathelizindaba elodumo uDumisani Spanda. Kwezemidlalo iqembu le Highlanders lilokho liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lanqanje linqotshwe ngele Chicken Inn. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uqhamuke udlakela eHarare namuhla amapholisa aze akhalisa impopo ngesikhathi abezimota ezithwala abantu kanye loZulu betshengisela bekhonona ngokuhlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kanye lokoma kwezinto. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ngabaphila ngokuthengisa labo ngesikhathi betshengisela emgwaqweni uFirst Street eHarare bucwadlana lenkamba yamapholisa. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeNational Vendors Association uMnumzana Stan Zorwadza nguye kade ekhokhela ukutshengisela lokhu. Ezinye zezikhalazo zabo ngezokuthi bafuna umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko, umphathintambo esigabeni seMathebeleland North uMnumzana Ken Matema, lo msekeli wesikhulumeli edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Mebuchi Nomona ukuba basuke emaweteleni lapho abahlala khona selokhu bakhethwa kulezo zikhundla kusukela phose iminyaka empili edluleyo. Omunye wabekade betshengisela laba uThafazi Wachiyangwa wembe phansi ethi yena labanye bakhe bazoqhubekela phambili ngalokhu kutshengisela kuze kulungisiswe isimo somnotho elizweni.
Lanto yenzeka apha ethi i-government yalapha apha eZimbabwe lanto aba ezinto bayenzayo ayikho ayizelanga.
Lokhu kutshengisela kuza ngemva kwezehlakalo ezithe zabakhona emgwaqweni oya emavuku leRua lapho abahambisa izimota ezithwala abantu bevuke ubhova kwaqhamuka ukulwisana namapholisa bekhonona ngokwanda kwabo emgwaqweni kanye lokuba ebahlawulisa imali eziningi sikhathi sonke. Kodwa isikhulumeli samapholisa uSenior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba utshela umhlangano lentatheli izindaba esigodlweni samapholisa iPolice General Headquarters eHarare ukuba amapholisa azojezisa kanzima wonke otholakala elomlando wokutshotshozela lokhu kutshengisela. UCharamba uthi kubotshwe abantu abedlula amathumi amathathu ekutshengiseleni kwanamhla. UCharamba wengeza ethi bayaziwa abatshotshozela lolu dlakela ngoba bethumela imibiko ngendlela zakulezi nsuku ezobulembu i-intanethi wathi bezajeziswa kanzima. Lokhu kugcizelelwe langu Chief Superintendent Paul Nyathi obekhona laye kulomhlangano lentatha lezindaba.
Njengamapholisa thanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi labo abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela, laba abahamba betshela abanye ngendaba yedlakela ukuthi amapholisa azababopha, njalo kulabanye abahamba bekhuluma kuma-social media njenge-WhatsApp be-invite abantu ukuthi bayenze ama-demonstrations, amapholisa abaxwayisa njalo ukuthi akumelanga balalele.
Bekungumakithi leGundwane abahambisa izimota ezithwala uZulu emzini ebalisa iRuwa ePorth Mavuku leTafara, abantu bexotshanisana lamapholisa kungela mota ebivunyelwa ukungena edolobheni. Abemijova bethi ngoba sebekhathele ngokwenza kwamapholisa emigwaqweni behlawuliswa imali eningi kuthiwa batholakale belamacala. Kusenjalo imbiko ithi bekungesifanayo edolobheni leBindura uZulu ekhonona phezu kokwenzakala emabhanga lapho bevula lokuvala ngesikhathi abasifunayo befuna ukuthisa izakhiwo zikahulumende eMthunga Gore Complex. Kubikwa engekho obothiwe kulesi sehlakalo amapholisa eyanelise ukubaxotshanisa lanxa eke wehluleka ngaphambilini. Abekade betshengisela eHarare laba bebehlabela ingoma ezigcwele ukuthukuthela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Kunjalo nje kobulawayo bekuthule lanxa amapholisa eke ahamba lezi nja. Izakhamizi zaleli dolobho zithi ziyakusekela ukutshengisela okwenzakale eHarare namuhla kanye lokwenzakale edolobheni leBeitbridge emngceleni ngeviki edluleyo. Zithi zikhangelele ukuthi ukutshengisela lokho kuchaphakele lakobulawayo. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Unkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa ongumongameli we-Commercial Workers Union in Zimbabwe engumabhalane njalo wabomama eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Union uchaze ukuba okwenziwa izakhamizi zesigodlweni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba abantu sebebekezele kwenela, njalo uhulumende kumele azi ukuthi abantu yibo ababusayo, kumele bebalalele hathi ukubachaya.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu sibachayela ihlombe abantu beHarare, sikumelele lakhona pakobulawayo. Mbona ngani abantu besithule kwesikhathi eside sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sitshengisele uhulumende lo ukuthi uhulumende ngubani. Uhulumende ngabantu, kumele abantu bakhanye ukuthi khona bakhona bayaphila. Sikumelele Bulawayo vele sokusiphuzele.
Unkosikazi Grace Mathe onguchalimani wabomama kuZimbabwe Congress of Trade Union kobulawayo usekele amazwi kankosikazi Thanyanyiwa ethi amapholisa kawayekele ukuthaya abantu abatshengiselayo ngoba kulilungelo labo ukutshengisela okukusisekelo sombuso. Abantu bathi kwanele, sekumele uhulumende alalele, njalo umumo oseHarare kumele ufike kobulawayo.
Ngithi umhloniphile uhulumende kweminyaka yonke leyi, thesi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi labo besihloniphe bezwe into esizikhulumayo ngoba uhulumende ngukhulumende ngabantu.
Unobhala jikelele we-People's Democratic Party kobulawayo umnumzana Bekithemba Nyathi yena uchaze ukuba ukutshengisela okuseHarare kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba abantu yibo asebekhethe ukutshengisela kungela bandla lezombusazwe elikukhokhelayo. Ethi abantu bayakhuluma uhulumende kalalele.
Akuphela umuntu ongathi yena yimini lead struggling kanti abantu sebezilidela bona.
Esigodlweni abantu bayatshengisela besola ukuhlukuluzwa ngamapholisa emigwaqweni kodwa iningi labantu elitshengiselayo lithayiwe kabuhlungu, abanye babotshwa. kobulawayo lokhe kuthule noma nje kule hunga hunga lokuthi labo bazatshengisela ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Siloku sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla leMDCT lithi liyakusekela kakhulu okutshengisela okwenzakalayo, njalo lithi uMongameli Robert Mugabe sokumele achiye intambo zombuso ngoba sokusobala ukuthi sehlulekile. Sixoxele lo msekeli wesikhulumeli saleli bandla, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo.
UZulu layo sezibonile ukuthi izwani sehlulekile ukuthi ibuseleli lizwe, abantu baseZimbabwe badla imbuya ngoluthi, abantu sebedubeka, izimali zisemabhenki azisaphumi. Ingaba khona ebhenki le-$100 yangikhona ukuthi sisayithatha iyabe isiyehlile ngama-charges abe semabhenki, okutshengisa ukuthi vele akusela nto esiyiphilelayo ngaphandle kokuthi yona izanu kayiphume. So uZulu usebonile ukuthi thina esasikukhuluma njengebandla le-MDC ukuthi izanuli vele iyehluleka sokwenzakele. So uZulu usetshengisela ukuthi hhayi bona kabasakufunda kokwenziwa izanu zami ngayihambi. So thina njengebandla le-MDC uZulu siyamsekela ngoba usebonile ukuthi isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi izanu ihambe, abantu bake bahlale bake bangeni baye batshaywe ngumoya.
UMgabe lebandla lakhe lezanu PF libona ngani bale ndaba yini?
Izani yena mthetho wayo ivele kayihloniphi iZulu. So bona nxa bebona uZulu esenza njalo etshengisela kangaka, bakubona ngazani uZulu uyadlala. So kodwa kulo umnyaka akufela ukuthi uZulu uyadlala ngoba izinto zivele kazimangakuphi kuhle. Yebo naye bangarigama election kodwa ikonomi ayirigeki.
Sibone amapholisa ebhaxabula abantu kabuhlungu eHarare ekade betshengisela bebachaya ngocuku olukhulu kakhulu. Lithini ngelikubonileyo lani?
Amapholisa thina sithi emapholiseni, mapholisa siyizihlobo. Laba abantu libatshayayo izizalwane zenu, ngodadewenu, ngobaba benu, ngonyoko, ngabantu abenu. Lani linje liphakathi kodubo njengathi alilayo leyo mali. Ake liyekele ukubhacabula abantu, yekelelani uhulumende wezanu usehlulekile kahambe. And njalo kasivumelani lo daba lokuthi amapholisa atshaya abantu. Isisekelo sombuso saseZimbabwe sinika uZulu waseZimbabwe ilungelo ukuthi atshengisele nxa kule nto ayikhononayo. Kodwa lokhu ukuthi lina seliza kwephula isisekelo sombuso ukuthi isikatshe izanu likhohlwe ukuthi imiholo ebhadalala izisebenzi zikahulumende zimali ezivela kuZulu. Ake liyekele ukutshaya ukuhlukumeza abantu. Hloniphani isisekelo sombuso esipha ilungelo labantu ukuthi batshengisele umahulumende wabo esehluleka ukuthi abenzele abakufunayo.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT. Ukuhlaziya udaba lolu sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga.
Okwenzakalayo Nkomo yinto ovele kwakufanele ngakudala yayenzakala, kodwa kusitshengisela nje ukuthi isikhathi seze safika abantu abatshengisela khona ukukhathala ngomumo okhona elizweni. Le nhlupheko zabo abahlangana lazo jikelele. Eqinisweni ukuthi lanxa kusenzeka ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo, uhlupho olungaba khona i-sustainability of umumo njengalo ukuthi ungaqhubekiselwa njani phambili ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende ezanu abantu baze baye bakwanise ukuyikhupha, ubanelise ukuyikhupha embusweni. Yilo uhlupho olukhona. Khona okwenzakalayo kuyisithengiselo sokuthi hayi vele ukhophe vele belulokhe lukhona njalo luzahlala lukhona, esingakwaziyo ukuthi ama-demonstrations le ukutshengisela lokhu kuzaphela nini.
Ukubona kuphela kumbu kubona kusabalala ngelizwe uMongameli Mugabe layazavume ukuthiya intambo?
Hawu, uMugabe kasozavume ukuthiya intambo. Ngikubona kuyinto lokhu kungaqhela kuze kufike kusibanga sokuthini ibandla libusayo nama opposition esingathi ama opposition forces baye bagcine bevumelene isinqumo abangasenza ukuthi lizwe libuswe njani ukwenzela ukuthi i-economy ibe manage. Kungenzeka njalo kusho ukuthi izanu yabe sinikwe ngesilungu esingathi new lease of life, ngoba yikho ekufisayo umumo lo khona uvela usukunzima ulukhuli lawo abasena plan ukuthi i-economy bangayinceda ngayiphi indlela. Yilo uhlupho olukhona. Kodwa ukuphela kwangikhona angazi ukuthi ngicela kuye ngapi ngoba abantu beMathebeleland baba le mkhumbulo eminingi nqa kusuba lento ezinjengazonezi bayakhumbula iCookground iphele ungakhohlwa abantu bachaywa kakhulu ikubona kusenzakala eHarare ngoba abantu beHarare bakazi bahlangana lento ayibona ngabantu beMathebeleland bechaywa yikho kungabangela ukuthi into le ingaqheli siyibone ingafiki la kubobulawayo la kwezinye.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekwelebhilithane. Uta ngakolunye udaba onke waba isiphathamandla kugatsha lwabasakhulayo lokuthuthukiswa kwabensundu kwezenotho njalo engowebandla leZANU-PF osasukayo kuleli bandla umnumzana AC Lumumba uye wazinikeza emapholiseni eHarare Central Police Station namuhla egatshwe ligqwetha lakhe umnumzana Norman Mugiyo. Lumumba wetheswa umlando wokweyisa ihofisi kamongameli Mugabe ngemva kokuba ekhihlize inkalakata yenhlamba ethuka uMugabe emveni kokuba ethule ibandla lakhe leViva Zimbabwe ngeviki ephelileyo. Abakunhlanganiso zabakubhizimusi lokuthwala uZulu kobulawayo babikwa bengene umhlangano phezu kodaba lokwanda kwamapholisa emigwaqweni ebathathela imali. Kuvunyelwene kulomhlangano ukuthi kuzamiswa izimota zokuthwala uZulu kusukela ngehola lesithathu aze asuke emgwaqweni lawo mapholisa. Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ubikwa ehlaselwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwelebhilithane waze walamulelwa ngamapholisa. UChinamasa useEurope lapho aphendla khona imali. Abatshengiselayo abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Vigil leye Restoration of Human Rights in Zimbabwe bebetshengisela eChatham House. Intatheli zindaba eyasebenzela amaphephandaba achiyeneyo elizweni njalo ebisisebenzela iphephandaba leSunday News umnumzana Dumisani Spanda kasekho. USpanda utholakale efile endlini yakhe kobulawayo namuhla ekuseni. Udaba lokugcina alulobileyo luphume izolo kuSunday News ehaya umuyi umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo. USpanda wasebenzela amaphepha achiyeneyo agoqela yona iSunday News, iChronicle, iZimbabwe Mail kanye leNews Day. Wake wakhokela njalo inhlanganiso emela intatheli zindaba iZimbabwe Union of Journalists. Unobhala jikelele walinhlanganiso umnumzana Foster Dongozi uthi balahlekelwe intatheli zindaba ebilohlonzi.
Samukele ngokwethuka langokudana kakhulu umbiko ukuthi uSibanda utholakale etshonele lamhle kuseni emakhandeni kobulawayo. Sizamkhumbula njengeqhawe ebelimela amalungelo abasebenzi ngamandla. Sakhumbula nguye olethe izibindi lezifiso zabasebenzi kakhulu intatheli zindaba ukuze zizwisise ngamalungelo azo. Ikakhulu nxa abantu bekhuluma ukuthi indaba zeholo zingahanjiswa njani. Ngomunye wabantu abaqalisa indaba ze-trade unionism bekumela isebenzi kudala kusukela e-college. Waye kunhlanganiso yayimela amalungelo ezifundi. La nxa sisebenza sonke mina ngase-Chronicle nese-Sunday News sahlangana ku-Workers Committee. Yayihlanganisa njalo abantu abanjengabo Miriam Matsiwa osesaziwa njengokuthi Miriam Sibanda, lo the late Nkululeko Dube, sisebenza labo Sibanda, uSibanda lo the late uPaul Nkala bekhokhela izisebenzi, yibo ababeqinisa izisebenzi emsebenzini. Ngakho-ke thina njengenhlanganiso emela intatheli yezindaba ngathi sifuna ukufikisa amazwi enduduzo kumule yakoSibanda.
ungamchaza njenge ntatheli zindaba ebilo hlonzi olunganani ubaba Sibanda njalo lilahlekelwe kanganani njenge ntatheli zindaba?
Hayi, ulahlekelwa silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba umuntu obethi nxa angathi uqhuba umsebenzi wakhe awuqhube kuhle. I remember esibhala ngezepolitiki ngezombangazwe wayebhala eqhuba umsebenzi wakhe okulohlonzi kakhulu.
Umnumzana Foster Dongozi ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso emela intatheli zindaba iZimbabwe Union of Journalists. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo ole The Connection kusasa sikhangela ukukhalala imisebenzi okwenziwa yizisebenzi zikahulumende phezu kodaba lokungaholiswa kanye lokutshengisela kukaZulu phezu kokwehluleka kukahulumende weZANU-PF ukulungisisa umnotho oqhubeka ubhidlika ngamandla. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Namhla uZulu weMelika ukukhefu lokunanza ilanga lokuthola uzibuse kweMelika. Kule mikhosi eminingi enziwayo elizweni lonke jikelele, kodwa omkhulu ngozenziwa khonapha esigodlweni iWashington DC. Kumazwi okunanza leli langa, uMongameli Barack Obama unxume abalwa impi. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
Hi everybody, and happy 4th of July weekend. Over the past 7.5 years, it's become one of my favorite traditions. We get to celebrate our freedoms while doing what we can to honor all
those who serve and sacrifice to make a difference. I know that honoring our service members or veterans and families is something that so many Americans try to do. I am grateful for our brain members who represent the best of who we are as a nation. Abalwa impile muli zabo abawenza nsuku zonke kungela mkhosi omkhulu wenziwayo kuwo wonke amaqhawe. Siyalibonga.
Lawo bekungamazwi kaMongameli Obama. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala ngapha eMelika lazo zihlangene sikhuluma nje lapho ezinanza khona leli langa. Silenta telizindaba yetu uPraxedis Jeremiah osembuthwaneni lo. Kunjani PJ?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani Ntunga?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungasitshela ngamafitshane ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapha?
Ngapha ngiseGettysburg eMaryland, lapho kubuthene khona izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala ngapha kudiaspora. Uqoqwe umbuthano lo uqoqwe ngabe Zimbabwe Diaspora Network uLumbezidna. Ichapter yalabo abahlala eMaryland, eVirginia, eWest Virginia kanye leDistrict of Columbia. Babuthene nje ukuthi bananze leli khefu elelanga lenkululeko yeMelika. Lapho abeMelika abananza khona besenza imicimbicimbi ehlukeneyo, kuzaba lama-fireworks intambama. Kodwa-ke abeZimbabwe labo bacabange ukuthi babuthane labo bayenza amawoso, bagide kulabaculi abempira, abamarimba abazabe bejabulisa uZulu. Kodwa-ke bacabange njalo ukuthi bapheke ukudla kwabo kwaseZimbabwe, babelane labanye, bajabule bendawonye.
Hayi, siyabonga isikhathi sesesidliwe ngomangoye. Siyabonga PJ.
Kulungile.
Lobe kungoPraxedis Jeremiah intatheli zindaba yethu ye Studio 7.
Kula wasangoma
umntana
muya kula kula sangoma.
Umanyano wamazwe aseEurope owe European Union usuphetha uhlelo lokwakha izambuzi eGwanda ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa impilakahle esigabeni lesi Ngesikhathi phose ingxenye ekhulwini labantu elihlala emaphandleni lingelazambuzi lisebenzisa iganga. Kubika uNothando Sibanda.
Inhlanganiso ye-European Union iphathisana lezakuleli imurithi wasitshaba le-practical action ukwakha izambuzi kanye lokuvuselela izibhorane kulesi sigaba. Umnumzana Gabriel Masunda usebenza kugatsha lwezempilakahle ekhangela ukuhlanzeka kwamanzi. Uthi indawo eziningi zelizwe azilawo umkhuba wokusebenzisa izambuzi, kungakho ugatsha lwakhe luqakathekisa ukwakhiwa kwezambuzi ngaphansi kohlelo lolu elizweni lonke jikelele.
Esizakwenza bese sisakha amalatrine angu-15,000 for 1,500 schools, rural schools. Njalo bese sisakha amanye amalatrines angu-15,000 for i-rural population, particularly aba-vulnerable, abangeke bazenzele. Abanye bafanele bazenzele, kodwa ke aba-vulnerable like the people with disabilities, child-headed families, abadala, siza bafaka ku-15,000.
Unkosikazi Charity Ndlovu osebenza kwezempilakahle uthi lanxa uhulumende sowaletha umuthi wokuvikela umkhuhlane wesihudo ebantwaneni i-rotavirus, kumqoka ukuthi kuqakathekiswe ukuhlanzeka ukuze ingcekeza yabantu ingahlangani lamanzi okunatha. Ukusebenzisa izambuzi ezakhwe ngendlela uthi kumqoka ekuqedeni umkhuhlane wesihudo, njalo uthi kukhangelwe abantwana ukuthi abadlaleli endaweni kumbe amanzi alengcekeza.
Njengoba izulu liyabalibuya laphana, ingcekeza yonke yakhukhulwa ngamanzi, ingene emfulweni kumbe emanzini abayabe behleli khona, abantwana bengahlalela kikho, siyatholakala ukuthi kona abantwana izihudo lazo zikwanisa ukuba ziningi ngenxa yakuthi amanzi. Kuyaso kumele sinanzele abantwana bayathanda ukudlalisa amanzi, bephinde bewanathe wona labo bengcolile. Ucinyelwa khonapho kunathwe njalo imikhuhlane iyatholakala futhi miningi.
Unkosazana Memory Nsingo ohlala ku-Ward 13 uthi kuqhamuka imikhuhlane yesihudo lezilonda njalo nje ngenxa yengcekeza ebangelwayo kuswelakala kwamanzi endaweni yabo.
Kuyahlupha, impilo yangikhona vele iyahlupha, because vele nxa usufuna amanzi kumele utravel uyedinga amanzi, yenza imikhuhlane, because abanye abantu bagcine besidla bengagezanga izandla ngoba amanzi abenjani ekhatshana la ma-toilet. So besicela ukuthi at least amanzi nxa engaba khona.
Umnumzana Alois Vata wakulumhlubulo laye uthi imikhuhlane ilethwa yokusilela kwamanzi ngoba izibhorane zakulindawo sezigugile lazo, njalo eziningi zazingagejwanga zatshona kakhulu ngoba ngesikhathi zifakwa kwakungakabi lokuguquka komkhathi osokwaba khona. Izibhorane lezi kuthi sezihlala zisifa njalo nje ngoba amanzi asekhatshana okumele ziwadonse.
Amanzi asila manzi, mina since 1980 umgodi uyi-1 kithi. Since 1980 asila manzi. Uyazi ukuthi insimbi eziphansi ziyi-32 esizidonsa ngezandla, plus ungowedipha vele yona ilayini ayila mgodi. Silobunzima obukhulu, imizi khona apha elayinini iyi-35.
Umnumzana Obadiah Slamlela yisakhamuzi ku-Ward 17 uthi inhlanganiso lezi ziyaphathisa, kodwa ezinye indawo lapho okugejwa imigodi yamanzi kutholakala kungela manzi, kuthi kwezinye indawo kube leziduli phansi okwenza kube nzima ukuqhuba lomsebenzi. Ithemba labo uthi lisekuthini inhlanganiso lezi zingadeli ukubasiza ngoba bengasala bengasibantu balutho.
Inkomo singabafuyi benkomo, amadamu malutshwana, amadamu amaningi siyagqibeleka ngenxa yezulu elinganiki ngokufaneleyo. Mangathi sesithembela yona imigodi, manxa siyathola abantu abagebha imigodi, sikutholaka ukuthi akula manzi kuyadanisa kakhulu izakhamizi konke lezifuyo.
Abezempilakahle bathi phezu kokusilela kwezambuzi, eziningi zalezo ezikhona azakhwanga ngendlela abayikhuthazayo ngoba zingaphathisi ekuvikeleni imikhuhlane. Isisekelo sombuso ku-Section 77 sithi zonke izizalwane zilelungelo lokuthola amanzi ahlanzekileyo kungakhathalekile ukuthi zihlala kuphi umango. Kule nhlelo ezijiyeneyo elizweni zokwakha izambuzi kanye lezibhorane ezigoqela iDabane Trust eGwanda North le-Red Cross Society of Zimbabwe eMaswingo, ngimele iStudio 7 ngingunothando Spanda.
kwezemidlalo iqembu le-Highlanders linqotshwe nge-2-0 yi-Chicken Inn emdlalweni obukhona ngempela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lale lilokhu liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lile miklomelo engama-26 loba nje linqotshwe nge-2 iqembu le-Chicken Inn ngesonto. Limpumela ichi iqembu le-Highlanders lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-FC Platinum lona elinqobe le-Mutare City Rovers nge-2-1 ngesonto. Iqembu le-FC Platinum leqembu le-Chicken Inn kumele adlale umdlalo owadluliselwa phambili ngesikhathi iqembu lesizwe liphatheke kumidlalo yeCOSAFA. Lo mdlalo ukhona ngolwesithathu njalo uzayenza elingane lamanye amaqembu asedlale imidlalo ye-12. Ekhuluma ngemva komdlalo wangesonto emagumeni, ukapteni weqembu leBhoso uFelix Chindungwe uthe ukudliwa kuvele kuyingxenye yomdlalo wenguqu njalo kuzamele belungisise emidlalweni ezayo. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu leCapes United elile miklomelo engama-25 njalo elibe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1 lele wange. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga olivalelisayo ngentungameli Nkomo.